Hi everyone, I'm Mark Esper. Welcome to another instant no-spoiler reaction. Quite often we get to see films before they hit the cinemas. Sometimes it can be a few months, sometimes it might only be a day beforehand. Either way, we're now recording our instant reactions, and together with a monthly roundup podcast to see if we still feel the same way weeks later. Because sometimes there are movies that can change your mind. Have a listen now to our latest instant reaction.
Ooh, wow, okay. Like what seems like forever, or certainly decades of lackluster sequels, the Hellraiser franchise returns with a total reimagining of Clive Barker's novella The Hellbound Heart. Originally shot in 1987, this time the story moves to a hedonistic millionaire's mansion owned by Goran Vinicius's Roland Voigt. In league with Hell's disciples, aka the Cenobites, Voigt seeks fresh souls so that he can barter his way into an audience with God. However, when his gateway to hell in the form of a small puzzle box is stolen by recovering addict Riley, as played by Odessa Azayan, she unwittingly unleashes hell upon all those around her. But can she save them all in time, or is her reckoning with Jamie Clayton's new lead Cenobite far closer at hand? Let's see. The first thing to say is that, much like Prey, Hulu's surprising Predator sequel, director David Bruckner has an immediate sense of reverence for the original movies. Gone are the cheap production values and frankly questionable acting abilities of the previous casts. This time, it's Hellraiser taken seriously, rather than some knocked off straight to video's cash and grab. Which is a bit strange, because it begs the question, when is the film good enough to be in cinemas and yet can only be seen via streaming? Answer, when it's on Hulu. Fortunately though, the first half of David Bruckner's film focuses on relationships, and it's immediately better than most of its recent forebears for doing so. The usual triggers for addiction are all in place, but this time, unlike the other sequels, it isn't all so painfully obvious. Odessa Azayan totally convinces us Riley, and given her role of actually carrying the movie, once you get beyond all the headlines about Jamie Clayton's casting as lead Cenobite Pinhead, Azayan actually steals the show. You see, initially the chasing Cenobites are heard and not seen, and commendably their character design and prosthetics have been totally reworked for this reboot. And it's clear that they've taken an aesthetic cue from more recent horror hits, and the pacing and stylings of things like American Horror Story are definitely showing their hands here. So, why all the fuss? Why is Hellraiser such a revered property? Well, it's worth remembering that when Hellraiser originally debuted in 1987, it literally blew the doors off what was thought possible, permissible, and even predictable for a medium-budget horror movie. Now, if anything, it feels like we live in somehow more prurient times, where horror's palette has become more homogenized, regularly featuring in episodic dramas and using gore to carry entire TV shows like The Walking Dead. In short, nowadays we roughly know how much red meat to expect. What we didn't expect in 1987 was a small story to blow up into operatic grandeur by its third reel, which is no small part due to the acting talents of Claire Higgins and Dirty Harry's original nemesis, Andrew Robinson. If anything, and I know this will incur the wrath of the Hellraiser fanbase here, Hellraiser 22 is what Hellraiser 3 Hell on Earth should have been. Director David Bruckner indeed does have such sights to show you, and Jamie Clayton is clearly a solid step forward as Pinhead. Yet while she lacks Doug Bradley's callous charm, Bruckner has sensibly repositioned her Pinhead as a consequence of other characters' actions rather than just being some kind of demon on demand. Thereby having done this, Pinhead is no longer the movie's raison d'etre, and as a result, Bruckner and co have avoided the infernal pit of damnation that all the other sequels fell into. So one of the key questions, can you see Hellraiser 2022 without seeing the other movies? Yes. However, I think you'd be selling yourself short if you didn't watch the original Hellraiser and its follow-up Hellbound, Hellraiser 2, first. 2022's callbacks are deliciously restrained and so much better enjoyed with the taste of the other two movies still in your mouth. Appearing instead as motifs in a franchise which had been fatally gutted by opportunism, yes, I'm talking to you, Mr. Weinstein, the Cenobites are now back in business and ready to plunge their hooks into another generation. So there you go. Why not let Jamie Clayton's chains rain down around you as Odessa Azayan keeps the whole thing grounded? This time, for a welcome change, it'll be more than movie financiers' hands that'll be calling you. Where can you see it? Weirdly, not in a cinema. Hulu's got it, and more likely than not, it's going to eventually arrive on Disney's, which does, yes, make Pinhead a Disney princess. But try and figure that one out whilst you're enjoying the movie.
So if you like that instant reaction, please consider signing up for more. By subscribing to our podcast, you'll be alerted every time a new instant reaction drops and when we're able to share it with you. Also, because sometimes a film can really start to grow on you, we'll be hosting an extra roundtable podcast to see if these initial feelings still hold true. So until then, please keep safe and we look forward to seeing you on the next instant no spoiler reaction. All the best. Bye.